Go ahead.
I got stuff to force to. All right, good evening. Welcome to the Whitney Town Advisory Board, November 10, 2016, 6 p.m. Please rise. Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mary Ann.
Let the record show Mary Ann is out. She's been excused for today. She had a previous engagement. Is there anyone here from the county who would like to introduce themselves?
No planner? Oh, okay.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up, stand up, and we'll give you a microphone, I guess. And state your name clearly and address, spell your last name for the record. If any board member wishes to extend the length of your presentation, it will be done by the chair or a majority vote. Does anyone have anything to say? And moving on. We need approval of the October 27th minutes from our last meeting. I make a motion that we approve them. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All against nay. We have our minutes from the last meeting. On to an approval for an agenda for this meeting. Hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
I make a motion to approve.
I second it.
All in favor.
Say aye.
Aye.
All against say nay. We have an approval for our agenda. Moving on, informational items. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. Anything? Anything? No movies in the park? That's the next thing.
We have number two yet?
No.
We're getting ready. Well, that's part of it.
Also, let it be known that the Town Advisory Board applications are being accepted for the two-year term beginning January 2017. Applicants will be found at www.clarkcountynv.gov. I'm guessing neither one of you guys wants that job.
Is it the 15th? November 15th?
November 15th is the deadline to get applications.
Okay.
So that includes all standing board members as well. If you're interested in reapplying, please see Maureen or download the application. The application is either myself or administrative services.
Planning and zoning. That's why you're here.
That's
they just want to come check it out.
One item, WS07-15-16 Drake Tail Holdings 2, LLC et al. Waiver of development standards for off-site improvements, streetlights, curbs, gutters, sidewalks, and partial paving in conjunction with approval of senior housing project on 4.9 acres, portion of 15 acres in a RE zone, R2 medium density, C2 general commercial zone, and H2 general highway frontage zone, generally located on the east side of Boulder Highway and north side of Russell Road within Whitney. And you're here to speak with them?
Right.
Please just name and
good evening
for the record.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, town board members. My name is Tony Celeste. Last name spelled C-E-L-E-S-T-E. Along with me is Pete Loss, L-A-A-S. And together we represent Ovation, who is the developer and applicant in this matter. What we have before you is some things where we got kind of caught up in a technical mapping issue. The site that we're talking about is just under 5 acres, located north of Russell Road. As you may recall, we came in with the zone change here for the apartment use, and then recently came in with this 5 acres showing this site plan, which I believe this board was supportive of. As you may recall, this portion of the property actually extends a little bit to the south and encompasses this separate APA. What we're doing is taking a parcel map and taking about an acre or so and incorporating it into the north site. Because of the reparceling of the southern parcel, it's triggered off-site improvements for Russell and Boulder Highway. What we're doing, though, what we're asking for is just to waive Boulder Highway portion. We are going to go ahead and do Russell Road. We're going to do Russell because we are going to impact that area. As you may recall, we have a cross-access agreement with the property owner to the south so that we have direct access to Russell Road. Because we are going to be accessing Russell Road via that cross-access up to our site, we will go ahead and do all the full off-site improvements that are required on Russell Road. With respect to Boulder Highway, the reason we're requesting that waiver is because we do not own the balance of this basically 10 acres or 11 acres, which are this parcel and then this small parcel at the corner. So at the time this property owner comes in for their development, just like we did for ours, it would be really, it should be incumbent upon this property owner to do those off sites on Boulder Highway. So that's our reason for the waiver with respect to only Boulder Highway. Like I said, we have no problem doing it along Russell because we do recognize the impact that we're having on that because of the cross access. So with that, we're more than happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. I will open this up then if you're finished with your presentation to the public. If you have any questions for... All right, I will close it to the public and I will open it up to the board for questions. It's all you. Either one.
Okay.
Paper, scissors, rock.
My question is, it's easy just to start. You're going to go directly to and end up at Boulder Highway?
No.
On Russell? To
no.
The corner?
No. So okay. So right here is the Boulder Highway Russell corner.
Right.
So there's actually three parcels here. There's a small parcel here, the larger middle parcel, and then the northern parcel.
Okay.
So we're the northern parcel. What happened was that this northern parcel is actually a little bit smaller. We bought an acre or so from this middle parcel.
Okay.
Now we're remapping it. Because of that remapping, and because this parcel touches Boulder Highway, technically Public Works says, well, you need to do the improvements of Boulder Highway here. And that's the reason that we're filing this waiver. We recognize, though, that we are impacting Russell because we're having a cross-access agreement. We're showing basically a little road that is going to go down to Russell. So we're going to hit Russell. So that's why we're saying we'll go ahead and we'll do Russell Road, those improvements, but we believe Boulder Highway portion right here should be reserved for the property owner and future developer of these two lots, because they're the ones that are going to impact Boulder Highway, not us.
So looking at this, it says originally that staff denied it, though.
Correct.
And one of the reasons they said is that it serves as flood control. So what kind of stuff do you have in place?
So obviously Public Works wants improvements, curb gutter, sidewalks, for flood control. And those generally come at the time of development. So your off-site improvements are one of the first things that have to go in prior to your permits being issued. So as I was saying, we're not having any impact on Boulder Highway here. So we believe it should be reserved for those improvements once this corner is actually developed, these parcels that are impacting Boulder Highway. We recognize that we're impacting Russell, so we're going to do those improvements there.
So you don't foresee any, like, we get, you know, monsoon season comes in.
Right.
And on that little access road that's running down there,
yeah,
there's no, like, it can't flood over onto that parcel.
So they're
and then spill onto Boulder. I mean, you know, sometimes
well,
it's
this
flood.
Is a long, I mean, I'll let the engineer speak more.
Okay.
Directly than that.
So
you understand what I'm asking?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're concerned that we're going to flood this guy.
Yes.
No. So the flows are coming this way, the culvert here.
Okay.
And we're accepting that flow from that culvert. I'm sorry. There's a culvert right here. We're accepting that flow, taking it to the site, and right there, this Lennar development has a drainage easement, and we're discharging all the flow from this site plus that culvert is all coming through our property and going out into the Duck Creek channel.
Okay.
It's actually flowing through your site at the tail end. So, yeah.
Well, that's why that's I asked. Is it, you know, could have gone this way.
You don't have current access to the property now unless you put in what I call a temporary access road. Is that what I hear you say?
So we're providing, so there's going to be access, we're going to provide access directly to Russell Road to the south here across this property with a cross access. We do abut ourselves, basically, on the corner there.
Okay, what kind of traffic is going to be on that temporary access road?
Well, it's not temporary.
It's permanent.
It's a permanent access, correct. Yeah, it's permanent access to our approved site plan. Okay.
So initially, it'll be construction traffic and things like that?
Yeah, well, there's two things. We have a secondary entrance from the phase one into this property. So that they can share, and that means that when you have carpool or not carpool, when they get their little activity bus, they can all meet up in the same place for booking when they go out. We're going to do a gated entry here from the commercial side. This will ultimately be a commercial development. And the access road that we're going to construct to Russell Road will serve as the commercial access. One of the commercial accesses. The other should be on Boulder Highway.
There'll be another gated access at some point in time?
No. We're gating here from the commercial.
Okay.
But if you recall, this whole development only has that one entry.
Yeah.
We have two emergency.
Is that Hollywood?
Down to Russell.
Hollywood's the street that they have access right up front right now, right?
Right.
Yeah.
This goes straight out to Hollywood, and that serves these two current buildings. And we just kind of want to allow the flow to go spread out so it's not all coming out from Hollywood. They have an opportunity to go out on the Russell directly.
Okay. And the way we're looking forward is not improving on the Boulder Highway side. That's agreeable too with the landowner of the other parcels.
Yeah, he agrees to that. Because he what he's afraid of is, first of all, this is a senior affordable, so he can't really afford to put it in. So he'd have to pay for some of it, and then he's going to have to rip it out when the commercial guy knows what he's going to do. And he's like, I don't want to have to pay for something like three times.
So all parties are in agreement here.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Except for the county.
Except for the county. Anyway, yeah. Right.
Well, naturally.
But yes.
All right. Thank you.
The property owners are all.
Are we all good?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't have anything. Actually I did.
Yeah.
So you said you bought like an acre or two?
Yes.
That's what triggered all this?
Correct.
There's no way, I don't know how they, when they set up parcels, I don't know if there's any way to cut it from one and put it with the other one?
This property line is this line here, pink.
Yeah, and that's why you bought basically where those and the other side where those houses are. That's what you purchased that little wedge right there.
We're purchasing that little
triangle.
Yeah.
So we have to take this line and make it that way, but also to clean this up because this is currently two parcels.
Yeah.
Because that's the section line. So those two need to be one parcel. It's kind of silly.
Are they both owned by the same?
Yeah, same guy owns them. We could probably, a boundary line adjustment is an administrative process that we could go through, but it's not really, that's not the intent of a boundary line adjustment. That's kind of cheating. The right way to do it is a merger, re-subdivision, parcel map, which is
That was my question. I don't know the...
And because we're...
Process, I guess, of...
Redoing the parcel map, generally you would then have to do your offsites, but ours, you feel it's a unique situation in that we're... As Pete said, cleaning things up.
And you're going to do all the way from Boulder to Russell?
From our site down Russell to about the corner.
We want to complete it to the sidewalk, to the spandrel, so that the residents can walk, at least get to the commercial.
Yeah, and it goes across the street to the...
But nobody's going that way.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
That's what I was going to say, public transportation.
If I'm not mistaken, the bus stop is on the fast food side, on the south side of Russell.
Yeah, by the Jack in the Box. Taco Bell, it's right across, it's right in front of the Taco Bell.
Yeah,
heading north, yeah.
Is this built yet?
No.
Not yet.
We approved
this
it. Like,
I know we approved it.
This was approved just earlier this year.
Yeah.
Well, it could have been a fast build.
Well, I mean, our plans are almost approved and our studies are all done.
Okay.
But the map is now processing through. We can't get our plans totally approved until the map's done. And this off-site requirement is a part of the map process. So we have to either do that, show it on the plans, or wait it before we move forward.
Thank you. I will see if anyone on the board would like to make a motion at this point.
I'd like to make a motion for WS-0715-16 for approval of the waiver as requested.
Okay, we have a motion. Would anyone like to second that motion?
I will second that.
All right. All those in favor of approving WS-071516 as written, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All against, say nay. Approved.
Thank you, guys.
Simple as that. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Thank you
very much.
All right. General business, none. I'm so glad you numbered it as the first one. Number one is none. Comments by the general public, period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relative to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up. Speaker's podium, if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your name for the record. Any board members wishes to extend the length of your presentations will be done by the chair or the board council by majority vote. Since there's nobody here, I'm going to assume no one has anything to say. With that, I will set our next meeting for December 1st. 2016. Have a great Turkey Day. We're adjourned.